This is Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers. And yes, we're still here.
Mojo's Cafe was a place where you could step in, relax, have a coffee and a croissant, and talk to Mojo, and even tell him your dreams. But Mojo is gone now. He passed on. And with the pandemic, the cafe was closed. But Taylor would come in to keep things tidy, knowing one day they'd be open again.
And here we are. We're open.
Taylor is an old friend of Mojo's. When the cafe was closed, people would call in, tell Taylor their dreams.
My dream was about a different world. Or maybe it was the future. But I could fly.
A flying dream?
I wasn't flapping my arms and flying a couple of feet off the ground. I had wings. There were straps that I could slip into, and my arms were free. It had a motor about the size of my hand, and when the wings unfolded and stretched out, I was like a bird. I felt like I was gliding. I was in a sort of cult. We'd fly above people. I mean, way, way up, hundreds of feet. And down below, people would point up and say, "Look, look, the bird people." But we wouldn't wave or anything. We were like above it all, like angels. But our wings weren't angel wings. They didn't have feathers. I loved gliding way up there, looking down on the people. They were like little dots running around. We knew we were special. We were the bird people. We seemed to have whatever we wanted. All I wanted was to fly. There was a man. He was like the cult leader. And he gave us a task. We were to fly to some kind of cliff dwellings. The people lived in caves. It was a sort of village of caves lining the cliffs. They had something we needed. And when we got them back, they would fit together. I was chosen to carry the most precious part. I think it was the heart. It was like oval. It was like a long egg. I had to wrap my arms around it and press it against me to hold it. I had to be careful, or it'd just pop right out of my arms. We were flying back. But inside that heart, there was something going. Thump, thump, thump. I wasn't told it was alive. But now, the thumps or beats were getting stronger. I wanted to put it down. The ground was way down there. So I started down. But that heart wanted to be free of me. Its beating was turning into kicking. If I let it go, they'd take my wings away. And then it just slid out of my arms. And there it goes. Smaller and smaller. And that was my dream.
How did you feel?
It was nice to know I could dream something like that. What do you think Mojo would have said?
Well, most people want to get some benefit from something. But what we're really trying to do is to become free from the suffering that comes from wanting to get something.
That's something.
Yes, it is.